Hello and welcome. The pandemic has forced organizations to change their status quo, bringing in the phenomena of now what is called work from home. Now, we're roughly about 8 months into the scenario, and as the world copes up with this new normal, how has work from home really been? What's the verdict? Has it given you more flexibility, time and space? Or has it blurred the boundaries between work and personal space? Well, if you listen to Bill Gates, he believes that work from home is amazing and has worked quite well. In fact, he hopes that this will continue even after the pandemic is over. If you listen to the Netflix CEO, he differs. He says that there are no positives that have come out from this, and also that it leads to a massive burnout. Now, burnout, something a lot of people at the moment are talking about. In fact, the Indian Psychiatry Society recently conducted a survey and found out that the number of mental health cases have actually increased by 20% since the lockdown, and that one in five Indians, it's a huge number, remember, are affected by this very work from home situation that leads to a burnout. Now, while the jury is still out on work from home, the mental health impact of it, that, however, cannot be denied. And that will be our focus on We the People today. I'm Sonal Mehrotra Kapoor. Well, the impact of mental health has been seen by several organizations. Well, let's begin by telling you what ASSOCHAM is saying about it. Well, the ASSOCHAM believes that the pandemic led to increased anxiety and fear. They also say the family ecosystems have changed because of that. National University of Health System study talked about 61% of people working from home reportedly feeling stressed. And it's not just an India phenomena, remember. A study done in the States talk about how younger people are feeling more anxious towards this new normal. A US study also talked about 75% workers experiencing a burnout and also 68% anxious about returning from home. So it's a double whammy, really, of sorts. So that's where we stand at this point. Let's bring in our guests and try to understand more about what exactly is the mental health impact and how can we beat it. We have Manisha. She is a counselor, is a mental health expert as well. We'll try and understand things from her. We've got Priyank. He is a sales strategic professional. He's somebody actually who's tried to bring out, come up with his own innovative way of trying to beat the work from home fatigue. And he is now sitting in the hills. We'll be going across to him as well. We also have, in some time, we'll be joined by K. Ganesha. He's a promoter for Big Basket. And Bipinpreet Singh, founder MobiWick. But Manisha, let me first come to you. At this point, more and more people are saying that work from home has led to a sort of mental breakdown for a lot of people. Is this something that you're hearing from your clients as well? What has been your feedback so far?
Absolutely, Sonal. When I speak to my clients, and these could be younger ones who are in school right now, and also the adults who are working from home at this moment, I hear a lot of them talking about feeling isolated, lonely, and disconnected socially as well as professionally. I hear them talking about how they are unable to switch off from work, do not know when to stop working and when to disintegrate from the work space. They are having difficulty staying motivated as well to do the tasks that they were doing initially. When the pandemic had started and the work from home had started, because it was a new phenomenon at that time, it was easier for people to push through and go, okay, I need to get done with this. I need to plan everything out. I need to routine everything. But now that routine has become a mundane sort of a situation. Motivation is something which has been impacted for them. Prioritizing workload, you know, switching off, keeping a cutoff time has become an issue for them. They are uncertain about their performance as well. I hear a lot of my clients saying that I don't know if I'm doing enough. I don't know if I'm performing enough because the whole disconnection is over there. Right. And one major thing that I hear a lot of people talk about is their sleep issues. They're not able to sleep or they're just not able to wake up fresh in the morning. So these are a few of the common things that I'm hearing people talk about right now.
Let me break that up to Priyank and Sameer at this point. Sameer, you've been working from home. What has been your experience like? And do you relate to everything that studies are saying at this point, that it is stressful, there is no cutoff time? And though work from home has its advantages, as your employers perhaps would, you know, constantly been talking about and say that, well, you get to spend time with family. Is that really happening?
To be honest, Sonal, I've spent about a good 10 years running a small business. That meant perhaps, you know, being a self starter. So I don't really come from a very traditional background when it comes to, you know, corporate setups. I've lived my life like a digital nomad. For me, freelancing was the way to go any which way for a large time. And for me, 6 months was out of the hills. So even now that I've joined a new startup based out of Bangalore, which covers food science and artificial intelligence, and they combine it. So for me, we also have sprints. Every week we have certain sprints, and there's a company culture that has already been built into it, which is, I would say, you know, credits to the management and the authority as well. The leaders of the company have made sure that they're not going to call anybody after the work hours, and we follow that. So for us, to be honest, because we're a small team, we've already built, you know, certain processes that work really great for us. So it is a 9-to-5. The only thing perhaps you're missing out on is to be able to, you know, unfortunately not being able to meet each other in a real life environment. Right. That's something that we miss. But we, you know, we live up through, you know, Zoom calls, and we have our weekly meetings, and we're managing. So for us, I think it's not changed so much. For certain organizations, I would say it's purely due to the credit of the culture that that has been bought into the, you know, for the rest of the teams. So for me, not a lot has changed, to be honest. But I understand the people who are doing maybe a corporate 9-to-5 where the culture is completely different, and your managers are expecting you to perform even after, you know, 7 or 8. And even if it's a slight call or an email that, you know, could come, it could be stressful, and it probably just, you know, that line disappears from work and profession, that kind of line disappears.
But good to know that you're coping well with this entire scenario. You don't seem to have any major complaints. That's also good to hear. But you talked about companies, and I just want to bring those up on the screen for our viewers as well. Some of the companies, the biggest companies in the world, even India, and the measures that they have adopted. Google, for example, has increased and extended work from home till the summer of 2021. Uber has extended it. Microsoft has extended it as well. Amazon, Twitter, Facebook, Dell, Infosys, Wipro, Tech Mahindra, you name it. Everybody is looking at work from home. Also, it leads to a lot of cost cuts as well. But we'll get into this debate about whether it's good for employers and whether it's a difference how the employers and the employees are looking at work from home. But first up, let me go to Priyank Gupta. Now, Priyank is somebody who had been in NCR, lived in an apartment, went to work, came back, enjoys his job. But now the lockdown got to him. And Priyank, you've taken off to the hills and you're working from there. Is there a change? Do you enjoy? Do you recommend it to others?
Firstly, thank you, Sonal, for having me on the show. Yeah, I mean, in terms of recommendation, I would definitely give it a thumbs up. We all should take a break and just get away from city life as we know it. I think coming to the hills has always been sort of inspirational for most people. I mean, a lot of creative people actually seek solace in the hills. So in that regard, I think it's the perfect getaway. I mean, if you have, you know, the time, if you have the space, then I would recommend it to everyone.
You know, we've been talking about, Priyank, the difference in how the employees and the employers look at work from home. What has been your experience so far? And internally, I'm sure in organization, this debate is also on.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Sonal. And I think I've heard Manisha speak, and I've heard, I'm sorry, I forget the other person's name, but yeah, I've heard these people speak, and I think they've hit the nail on the head. I mean, what's happening is there are two ways to look at these things. I think organizations are trying to tackle work from home from an external environment standpoint. So, you know, it's the more obvious thing to do. You're trying to provide infrastructure. You're trying to boost productivity by providing, let's say, work from home assets, work from home benefits, you know, all of these things. So that's great. I mean, I think organizations are responding to this new normal in a very, very good way. I think the one thing that's missing, though, and that's relevant to the topic today, is the internal change. I mean, externally, yes, you're providing a better environment, all of that. You're trying to make people comfortable. But the work design, per se, remains the same. I mean, we're still working, you know, 9-to-5, 10-to-6, 9-to-8, whatever the hours may be. We are expecting people to respond to calls just the way they would when they were in our physical space. So, you know, I always draw this analogy. When we go to work, everybody's in the same physical space. So I can actually see people and I can actually, you know, call out to them, reach out to them, expect them to respond to, you know, to a phone call at any point in time. Now, our physical spaces have changed and everybody's right. physical reality is different. And we're not catering to that. You know, work needs to be designed to be able to cater to different realities. So if I'm, let's say, you know, a working mother and I have to take care of my kids' classes from 12 to 2, then I should be very, very comfortable in letting my employer know that 12 to 2, my time is blocked for X, Y, Z reasons, right? And my work should be designed that way. You know, just one small point. I mean, typically in organizations, work is designed on two fronts. Either it's collaborative or it's individual led.
You say something very interesting. You say something very interesting. And in fact, let me quote what Steve Jobs actually wrote in his autobiography. He says that despite being in the digital world, or maybe because he knew all too well about what the isolating potentials can be, Jobs was a strong believer, you know, in face-to-face meetings. He writes that there's temptation in our networked age to think that ideas can be developed over email and iChat. That's crazy. Creativity comes from spontaneous meetings, from random discussions. You run into someone, you ask what they're doing, and you say, wow. Soon, you're cooking up all sorts of ideas. So this is something coming on from the best brains in the world. So how are we going to cope with this? I have Dr. Sunita Gupta also with me. Sunita, you've been listening to what the panelists are saying. It's essentially to say that maybe in some way, certain companies have not been able to adapt themselves completely to it. And also to underline that it's not the same for everyone. Not everybody is suffering. Some are absolutely loving the fact that they're home. What's been it like for you?
I'm definitely thriving on the whole concept. I have been able to merge my work life and personal life in a beautiful balance. I feel that I can hold my meetings anytime that's convenient around my family needs, and yet work becomes so much better, more efficient, more effective.
Is that because you're the boss?
No, I think it's probably true for all my employees too. They're all feeling the bliss.
Okay.
I think if I ask them to come to work, they'll say, no, ma'am, we can work so efficiently from home.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's definitely, more time efficiency, I feel. Anytime I want to hold a meeting, my meeting room, they know the address of my meeting room. Anytime they can just come in, request a meeting. I can request a quick meeting. It's not long distances to travel, time lost. Even files we can share. I mean, that's so convenient because in the past, it would be more cumbersome to do the same thing. So,
and you think it could... Well, WHO says that the pandemic is going to go on till 2022. And are you comfortable with that idea to carry on like this in the long run?
I think that when we look at the pandemic, it has taught a lot of new lessons to us. It has made us feel comfortable in new spaces that we were not familiar with. But for it to continue ad infinitum, I think there should be the possibility that it doesn't affect so many lives. And if so, then yes, absolutely, because we should be free to travel like we are now. We can just go when we need to. But predominantly, to have this modality is not a bad idea at all.
Right. But yet, Manisha, we yet have reports which are telling us, and very significant reports, like the one from the Indian Journal of Psychiatry, which says a 38% reported more anxiety in workplaces, 11% reported depression, 74% reported feeling stressed, and 71% reported poor well-being. Could you know, for those watching right now and those who are struggling, what do you want to tell them at this point?
You know, one of the things that I say to my clients when they come up to me and they feel like they're underperforming or that they're not performing enough, one of the things that I tell them is that this is not a productivity contest. We are in a pandemic. We need to remind ourselves that this is, our mental health is more important than our productivity at this point of time. And we will always question our productivity, whether we're doing enough or not. So the fact that we're able to thrive and work at all in a pandemic is something which is commendable. And if nobody is commending you, you need to do that to yourself every day, looking yourself in the mirror. And another thing that I've told, that I would like to tell people as well is to have a very specific workspace. You know, if you can have a separate room in your house for working so that you're able to distinguish your life of work and your personal life would be wonderful. If you cannot have a separate room, if you can have a separate space of work in your room and not work from bed would be really good, because you're able to switch off at that time from work, you know. Another thing I've encouraged a lot of people to tell their co-workers as well is to put a, you know, a scheduled email time for them. So if you do not like receiving emails after 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, just encourage your co-workers to send you non-emergent emails by 8 o'clock in the morning, so that, you know, it's just easier for everybody to, and be more accommodative to people around you.
Is that practical at this point? Let me take it actually to K. Ganesh at this point. He's a promoter for Big Basket. Well, Ganesh, you know, Big Basket, several other organizations, they've all been sort of COVID warriors, no less than doctors, still going out and working at this point. What has been your experience at this point? We're 8 months into this pandemic, right? How has work from home been for your company? What is the feedback that you're getting from your employees?
So we have a bunch of companies, like you mentioned, we have Big Basket, we have Portia Medical, we have other food tech companies, B2C companies and B2B companies. So each one really has been different experience. Of course, Big Basket and Portia Medical has been in the forefront of sending doctors, nurses, nursing attendants, delivery boys to actually deliver at home. And in the healthcare space, obviously, it's been a lot more stressful going home, knowing fully well that there are people who are affected by the pandemic. So I think in our businesses, there is a physical at-home component, whether it is Big Basket or it is Portia Medical or it's Bluestone or Fresh Menu, any of those. That is something that you cannot avoid, right? And that has gone through its own challenges, because first couple of months of lockdown, there was huge amount of getting the curfew passes and all that stuff. But if you take the back office, it has been a mixed bag. There are certain jobs which can easily be done at home, where the employees have preferred doing it at home. For example, teleconsult, counseling, call center kind of job, customer support. The people have learned how to do it at home. They are happy because they save 2 hours of traveling to office.
And the companies save a lot of money as well. There is an economic angle to this.
Yeah, so actually, to tell you, they don't save in the shorter run, because the rents have not gone down in any way. We had to provide internet connection. In many cases, we have had to provide specific dongles and laptops at the place. So the saving is only small. But there's
but
a lot
office
of
spaces, isn't that a huge chunk of
so
the money
over,
that's going?
Over, absolutely. Over midterm and long term, definitely we expect across all these companies at least a 50% reduction in the requirement of office space. But what I was coming to was, there are certain jobs which require brainstorming, which require meeting with each other, looking at other person's body language and creating something new, whether you take product management. Those are extremely difficult to be done at home. So I think one is sector and company, what job you're doing, and the kind of job make it a lot different, whether you can work from home permanently or not. Right now, of course, this particular year, 2020, we are taking it as it comes by because of what is being dictated by the market. But coming into January, we expect 50% of the jobs which are required to be done at office can actually be done at home. It requires special tools, not just internet connection and laptop. We need to rechange the way we do work. Like, for example, if you do a Zoom meeting, the way you come prepared to a Zoom meeting, the way you do your pre-reads, the way you circulate the document beforehand, people come prepared, is very different than when you have come to a physical meeting, where I come, where the first 10 minutes is catching up. Here, that kind of catching up is not possible because you're on a Zoom meeting. So we all have to learn special methods of working.
Ganesh, I can tell you, it's true for us as well. We also like to have all of you in the studio with us, have a chat, but all of that is not possible. Look how we're doing it right now. So, and I take that point as very interesting, not for every sector, not for everyone, but in the long term, if it can be managed from home, companies more and more will be going for it. Let me also bring in Bipinpreet Singh at this point. He's the founder for MobiWick. Okay, before we go to Bipin, I'll try and see if I have Priyank with us again. Priyank, you just heard Ganesh as well. So there is already a churning going on at this point. What more do you think can be done from the perspective of, say, bigger companies to try and sort of meet this roadblock, right? This resistance, because more and more people I speak to right now are telling me, well, it's so tiring. How do you get that fatigue out?
Yes, thank you, Soral. And I completely agree with Ganesha. I mean, I think the points you raised are very valid. Work design per se needs to change. There needs to be a substantial shift. You know, we need to split work between collaborative and individual, and we need to assign those tasks accordingly. That's the first thing. The second thing is, I think, pulling this conversation back to the mental health issue, there is a lot of anxiety and insecurity simply because we, I think, are just wired in a way that, you know, we start feeling guilty of our own priorities. Today, if my priorities have changed, if a work from home demands me to take care of certain other things, I should be totally comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. And employers and employees both need to play a part. Mm-hmm. You know, there needs to be a mix of trust from the employers and transparency on the part of the employees to be able to share with them very freely that, hey, this is how my look like, and this is how I'm going to manage my work. Mm-hmm. You know, and the second thing is, somebody touched upon it, the lack of spontaneous interaction. I think some of the most creative thoughts come through spontaneous interaction. Hmm. We are missing that in our work from home design because our meetings are very, you know, objective. There's absolutely no banter. There's absolutely no interaction, you know, spontaneous. And that is why there are tech tools available where you can create, you know, water cooler conversations, for example. Hmm. You can allow people to have their cup of chai at the tapri, or, you know, even have, their pantry breaks. You need to be able to facilitate that through tech technology today. And I think the more people adapt these tech tools, the better it's going to be in terms of their mental health. Because those, to my mind, those are the two things. One, we are very, very insecure because we don't think we are performing to the best of our abilities simply because we feel guilty of our own priorities. And the second is the lack of spontaneous interaction. These two things are extremely important for the mental well-being of any employee today. That's my, two bits on how employers and employees need to come together.
Okay. All right. I think that's nicely summed up. Well, that's all we have the time for today. Well, this is clearly not the last we've heard on this story. This is still a phenomena that is going on. Remember, work from home is going to be a reality for a lot of us moving forward. It's not over yet. It's not over in 2021 or 22 also at this point. So this is time perhaps for the companies and the employees to both brainstorm and perhaps see how we can make it easy. The mental health impact is huge. And we should be worried about that. That's all we have for you for We the People this week. Thanks so much for watching.